The exciting thing about that is for all of our fine arts, we really focus on the technical pieces, whether it's painting, whether it's acting, whether it's singing in the choir. And one piece of that is performance. We've never had the opportunity to showcase the talents of the students that we have in the art and drawing programs. So we opened up a contest. Actually, any student at Blinn College could submit an idea for the mural. Didn't have to be in a fine arts major. We had a panel of experts across Blinn from Texas A&M. We even had Greta Watkins from the Frame Gallery and Brian and others that judged the mural, not just for, okay, is this something we can take from a piece of paper and cover 1,200 square feet of the side of a building, but is this something that's going to make everybody in the community proud? And so that was our endeavor. So they did that. It's just on one side of the old Schulman Theater on campus. You can see it from 29th Street. It's kind of exciting. It's the evolution of knowledge. And so we featured Daniel Brossart, who was the student, a freshman at Blinn, that actually had the winning design. And so we had hundreds, literally over 200 students participate in painting of the mural. Unfortunately, it was during the coldest week, I think, so far of the year, the week before final exams. So they were out there with a paintbrush in one hand and a cup of hot chocolate in the other. But what a great opportunity, not just to bring a little color to campus, but to bring a little excitement to our programs that we're doing in fine arts.
How long will the mural be up?
Well, the design of the mural is to stay there for a while. We don't have any intention of doing anything except leaving it there. And so who knows? You know, we've got four sides, four plain white canvas sides of that building. But that's not to say we're going to do four murals. But right now it's there with no end in sight.